Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome, and I'm fired up. Fired up to talk some Washington Husky basketball. We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Washington, second season with the Huskies, 2018 Pac-12 Coach of the Year. They clinched a share of the Pac-12 regular season title on Saturday. Washington, currently number 25 in both polls. Washington is at Cal on Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. He is still the pride of modern day. Mike Hopkins is my guest. Mike, it is so good to have you back. What's up? How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Man, I am so good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Got sun out in Seattle, so it's beautiful.
Hey, listen, what about Seattle? If I'm not mistaken, there's been a little bit of snow there, and the locals are freaking out. What's your reaction to the snow? Is it snowmageddon like they're talking about there locally?
Listen, I was in Syracuse for 20 years. That is snowmageddon, all right? At the end of the day, it was a dusting. But, you know, they're not used to it. But there was a lot of snow, and it was real. And I've been a part of some pretty brutal winters and nights, so it was a layup for me.
I figured as much. We're talking to Mike Hopkins. All right, so Saturday's win over Colorado gave you at least a share of the regular season conference title for the first time since 2012. Listen, I didn't see you guys partying a whole lot. In fact, your message after the game was one of my favorite lines, Mike. One of my guys, Trevor Price, did a podcast with me, a football player, and he said this every single week, quote, don't eat the cheese. Don't eat the cheese. Your message was similar, quote, don't eat the cheese. We were on cheddar. Now we're on Munster. I don't know what cheese we're on, but don't eat it. I know what that means, but explain it for everybody else. What is the philosophy behind don't eat the cheese?
Well, it was funny because we had won four or five in a row earlier in the year or, you know, in the Pac-12, and Will Conroy, one of my great assistants, said to me, he's like, Coach, you know, we need to do something that, you know, keeps these guys focused. And, you know, they've never been in this situation before. So he talked about don't eat the cheese. So we put 15 mousetraps all over the locker room, and the guys didn't know what it meant. You know, they came in and the message was, you know, don't get caught eating the cheese. It can take you out. And we just kept on with that message. The guys have been humble. They've been working. And the most important thing is that focus and playing with that chip on your shoulder. So spend the message. We're driving it every day, and hopefully we can keep it.
I love it. Don't eat the cheese. Mike Hopkins joining us. Now, Matisse Thybul had 17 points, 6 steals, 5 block shots on Saturday. After the game, you compared him to Carl Lewis and David Copperfield. Lay that out for me. What do you mean by that?
Well, there was a play in the game. I've given him, I'm putting together a list of just nicknames. At first, it was Deion Sanders. Right. And then, you know, then it was Spider-Man because of his length and the way he can, you know, shoot the gaps. And in this game, there was a play where there was a loose ball and McKinley Wright, who's a fast, you know, great point guard's running after it. And then all of a sudden, Matisse Thybul just puts on these jets. Like, it looked like a sprinter, like a world class sprinter, got it, dunked the ball. And then the David Copperfield analogy is just kind of like, have you ever seen John Wick?
Oh, yeah. Come on now. This is a giant John Wick house.
He goes, John Wick, he's focused. He's the boogeyman. And you don't know where he's at, you know. So he doesn't block shots around the rim. He blocks shots on the perimeter and in the kind of like that high post area. And so whenever those guys get it, because that's where teams attack, you don't know where he's at. But he's looming. You know, he can block it. He steals it. He's disruptive. And so it's just one of the things that came to my mind when he plays. He's just a disruptor, you know, the ultimate disruptor.
Mike Hopkins joining us. Not only do I know John Wick, I know that exact line. That's one of my favorite lines in any movie. I think the exact line, Mike, is just something like, John Wick is a man of focus and discipline.
Yes.
Commitment.
Yes. Yes.
Commitment. Sure
yes.
will.
Yes.
A man of focus.
Yes.
Love
yes.
it. Wick is, too. You know, one more thing about Matisse. Now, he's getting a lot of attention as the best defensive player in the country. And as you point out, the guy is so impactful and so disruptive on defense. Now, you've been around some great defenders over the course of your career. Does he remind you of anybody, or is he completely different in that regard?
I think he's completely different. And, he reminds me athletically. Like, we had a kid, Wesley Johnson, but he played the forward spot. And he just was an incredible athlete, had great anticipation. But what Matisse Thybul's doing, I've never seen. And we had Michael Carter-Williams, who was a great defensive player, long, athletic guy at Syracuse. But the amount of, you know, blocks and steals and disruption, I mean, he's getting like 11 takeaways a game. You know, he's getting 6 steals, 5 blocks, 5 steals, 6 blocks in these games. And it's just, I've never seen anybody impact a game on the defensive end like him. You know what I mean? I mean, there's been great centers, you know, defensive player of the years, Etan Thomas, Fabrizio DiMello at Syracuse, three blocks a game. But this kid just does it all. I mean, on both ends, but defensively, he's just a menace.
Mike Hopkins is the head coach at Washington. Listen, I also understand, and I am hearing what you're saying. I know that you do not want to break out a cheese plate right now. I know you've got a lot of work in front of you. At the same time, when you look at where the program was when you arrived, how much pride is there in the fact that you've come so far and you are Pac-12 champs?
Well, you know what? When you coach, you know, you're coaching the next play the next day. You don't know when you get the job. You know, we got the job. We didn't know if we would retain any of the players. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, I hired a great staff. Will Conroy was the connection of the past and the present. You know, Coach Romar even went out of his way to talk to these guys about staying. And, you know, I'll always appreciate, you know, him for that. And then, you know, we had a good recruiting class, retained one of the recruits. And you're just coaching, Jim. You know, how do we get better? I mean, we almost lost to St. Martin's the first game. We're playing the zone, and they hit seven of their first nine shots or threes, and we're down 17. And my opening night, it's like the opening night on Montlake. You know, and so we just kept getting better. The kids started believing, and I got to give the kids a lot of credit. They just kept believing in each other, and then us trying to teach them how to win. And last year we had some great moments. It just wasn't consistent. We upped our schedule this year, and, you know, we think that really helped us have, you know, championship mentality, and it's really carried over into the league play.
Washington Huskies men's basketball coach Mike Hopkins, my guest. You know, Mike, you and I have talked about the personal connection that you feel to Washington and the fact that your father, Griff, went to Roosevelt High School and then the University of Washington. Knowing that connection then, how special is it for you to be having the success that you're having there right now?
You know what, Jim? It's the greatest thing possible. And, you know, my dream was to be a head coach and to, you know, create and build my own legacy. And it's even better than I ever dreamt of. And having the connection of both my mom and dad being born in Seattle and my dad going to school here and living around the corner and meeting friends. And I never even knew. I went to a place, the 101 Club, and a guy brought out a picture of my dad as a sophomore in high school on the basketball team. And I didn't even know my dad played hoop.
Wow.
He never told me. I didn't know. And so many old friends, fraternity brothers, people, and next-door neighbors, childhood homes. It's just been a dream come true for me.
Mike, one more thing before you go. There was this incident earlier this season where you were heading back home after facing Auburn, and you're headed to the airport on the bus, and then there's a thump or two from the back. I think a lot of people don't know exactly what happened. In fact, what did you think was happening at that time?
I thought it was a flat tire, and the bus driver goes, I think we've got a flat in the back left, you know, whatever the terminology is. He pulls over, and he walks out calmly. You know, we just got beaten by 20. You know, your mind is like, what are we going to do? And he starts sprinting into the bus saying, the bus is on fire. The bus is on fire. And, you know, you always think the gas tank is where? In the back.
Right.
You know, I don't know. So this thing is on, I mean, it's real fire. It's not like a couple flames. And we get out and just trying to get out. Everybody's safe. And there was a scary moment in the middle of, I don't even know where the heck we were. But, boy, we were in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night, and the thing was on fire. And so everybody was safe, but a really scary moment.
Yeah, Mike, at the same time. So, yeah, exactly. Really, really scary moment. Everybody was safe. But at the same time, in the middle of all that chaos, you get all your guys off the bus, and they're off on the side of the road. What was the team doing in that moment?
Well, we went up. You know, in today's day and age, everybody's got their phones out doing the, you know, the Twitter thing, you know, like filming it. I call 911, and the guy says, can you tell me an emergency? I said, our bus is on fire. He goes, can you tell me where you're at? I'm like, no. He goes, I'm on some highway in the middle of nowhere. It was just a kind of a crazy situation. But, you know, our guys ended up being an incredible moment because through all the adversity, through all the night, the bus is just gone. We don't know if we have any bags. And the guys had a boom box. And they stood near waiting for the police and all the people to come out, the fire trucks, and they started singing songs. And I hate to say it, but through all that adversity, it was really a moment where these guys bonded, stayed together, and, you know, wouldn't want to do it again, but it all ended up for the best.
See, that's what I'm saying. And a final thought really quickly, Mike, you called it a brain tattoo. A brain tattoo. What do you mean by that?
It means that it's with you forever. And it's what we try to give these kids in terms of what were our values and what we stand for and how to be successful in life. Brain tattoos, man. stays with you forever.
Second season with the Huskies, the 2018 Pac-12 Coach of the Year, and they have already wrapped up a share of the Pac-12 regular season title. They did so Saturday, and they're back at it Thursday against Cal. Mike, I was waiting for the right time. I knew you and I had to get caught up. So good to have you back on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jim. You're the best.
You too, Mike. Sincerely, you are the best. Mike Hopkins, one of my favorites. He is the best. And I couldn't reset the entire thing, but his backstory is so awesome. So awesome. And he's come on before and talked about his love of the jungle back in the day. He's done a hell of a job. Like, he waited. He kept grinding. Finally got his own opportunity. Finally got his own program. And is just crushing it. And I'm really happy to see him doing so well. Mike Hopkins, 1-800-636-8686. So we're open right now. In fact, we are wide open right now. I've got back-to-back interviews coming up in hour number 3. So that's not until the top of 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern time. You want to hit that up. Jake Lehman will join me then. Also, an absolutely amazing story about a JV head football coach. If I'm interviewing a JV high school football coach, you know his backstory is legendary. And it is. Rob Mendez. Can't wait to meet him. That's in the third hour. This email says, Rome, good morning. I have not watched a single NBA game since my Sonics got jacked. So college hoops are pretty much the only form of basketball that I pay attention to. Mike Hopkins is something special. The Dogs are a really fun team. And my favorite game so far was a really close loss to number one Gonzaga. He just brings this tangible bounce and energy to every team on his player, or every player on his team. Mike and Ferndale. I didn't get to that part of the interview. I was going to ask him about that. His energy is incredible. And the guys all say, once you understand that this guy loves us, legitimately loves us, there's nothing we won't do for him. That energy, he shows up like that every single day. And it's contagious, and it rubs off, and it's transferable. Couldn't be more impressed. Not at all surprised, but I could not be more impressed. As far as the Lakers, I couldn't be less impressed. Come on, you got to have those games. They go up against the Pelicans without Anthony Davis. They get hammered. They go up. They chase that with another loss to a team that's even worse in the Grizzlies and get hammered again. These are must-win games. All of that's still ahead. But first, here is a bottom of the hour.
Live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And make a note of this. Tonight on CBS Sports Network, College Hoops. In fact, a doubleheader. St. Louis takes on VCU, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. Chase that with some Mountain West mayhem. San Diego State and Utah State tip off at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Mike Hopkins is so great. I love when he said during the interview, do you know John Wick? Do you know John Wick? It's my favorite question that somebody I've been interviewing has turned on me in a long time. Hey, you know John Wick? Well, I know John Wick. Like, hey, Rome, are you familiar with Jason Bourne? Hey, Rome, do you by any chance know the movie Die Hard?
Welcome to the party, pal.
Oh, I know John Wick. And that... I love that he used that quote, too. That's my favorite quote about Wick. He's a man of focus. Asking me if I know John Wick is not only akin to asking me if I know Jason Bourne or if I know about the movie Die Hard, which is the second best movie I've ever seen. That'd be like asking me, hey, Rome, hello, white chicks? Do you know that movie? Oh, you mean my favorite movie ever? Yes, I know that movie. Love it. Love it. So this email says, hey, Rome, great interview with Mike Hopkins. And one more thing about Mike Hopkins. This guy nails it. This guy says, Rome, Mike Hopkins was great, but he just gave Hawk.